Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about what the anxious, preoccupied attachment style individual needs after an argument. Okay, so this has been an amazing whole bunch of requests we've received, and it's a fantastic topic. And what I'm going to dive into here, and what your job as any individual watching this is to do, is to check out any other part of the series with the dismissive avoidant needs, the fearful avoidant needs, the secure, and understand where you're at and what subconscious rules and needs you have, and then what theirs are, and then learn to communicate in a way that allows for compromises to meet in the middle. And what this does is it fast tracks reconciliation. So before I dive into all of this, like if you're looking to do this, if you find yourself getting into constant arguments in your relationship and you feel like you're sort of hitting these walls quite frequently, something very valuable to do is go through the advanced attachment style courses where we will literally touch on your attachment style and the arguments, the needs, the expectations, all these different things in each of the six stages of a relationship, because it does differ. And that course is very in depth. It's like 3 hours long. And there's a workbook and there's scripts you can use. And we have a communication scripts course. Start with your attachment style, then the person that you're struggling with, do that next. So you know the programming of both, and then go into the communication scripts course, because it will then teach you exactly how to package that information and relay it in a way that like absolutely maximizes your chances of getting heard, understood, and forming reconciliation and having really like strong breakthroughs in your relationship and the way that you communicate and bond and feel as a result. In this video, your job is to take this information, but make sure that you understand you and you don't take yourself out of consideration, and that you consider your perspective and somebody else's to form that reconciliation, okay? So let's talk about it. One of the first things an anxious, preoccupied individual needs is closeness after an argument. They want physical closeness, mental closeness, emotional closeness, all types of closeness. They want to be hugged. They want to be validated. They want to know that they're safe. They want certainty. Okay, these are really important things. They want to know that the relationship is okay and that you're not leaving or going anywhere. And they also want caring and soothing and words of affirmation and validation that your relationship is special, that it matters, that they're valued, all these different things. Now, this can obviously be a challenge if somebody comes from totally different programming and needs totally different things. And that's why you want to go and understand everybody else's and then use the tools to do the reconciliation and communication. And it can be very difficult for the anxious, preoccupied individual to take space after an argument, because space is often full of them telling stories that the relationship might be over, or it's all their fault, or it might be ending, they're going to be alone, they might be getting abandoned, and it's filled with fear. So, you know, the anxious person takes space, but then they're stuck with the nightmares of their own mind in terms of the thoughts, the stories that they're telling themselves, and the movie in their mind that takes place. Because when we think about something, we often visualize it, and we can really scare ourselves with that movie. And so, you know, as the anxious, preoccupied individual, if this is you, you want to know these are the things that you need, and you want to like bring them next to what you know somebody else needs and say, you know, I could really use some certainty right now. Sometimes one of the problems can become that if somebody has totally different needs, like the dismissive avoidant, for example, they might like feel very violated and need even more space if their space is originally violated in terms of their needs. And so there's a way of communicating that's basically encompassing and saying, just at a very simplistic level right now, you know, I really understand that you need space and I want to respect that. I just need to know that at one point soon, we're going to be able to talk and work through this. I'll respect the space in the meantime. I'm ready to have a healthy conversation when you are. Are you open to doing that? And usually you'll get a yes. And at least that can help you feel calm, like, okay, the relationship's not ending. This isn't over. You know, the person's not trying to run away from the relationship or end it. I'm not going to be abandoned. Like, a lot of those stories can be set to rest, which can help you start to feel more regulated. And then your job is to self-soothe and practice self-soothing in that period of time. And that's going to help you come to the table when the person is ready to communicate as the best version of yourself. And you want to get really clear about your feelings, your needs, your experience. You want to try to understand that person's as well. And these are all sort of parts of proper reconciliation. And our job as people, if we really care about our relationships, isn't to have these like surface level reconciliations. It's not to let time heal and really things just get repressed. It's not to shove things under the rug. It's to be able to go towards the situation, express our experience, our fears, our perception, our needs, and to hold space for somebody else to be able to do the same. And if we show up that way, what we don't do and what we're trying to avoid is building invisible walls after an argument. And like, oh, one wall went up. And then over the course of time, you have a relationship with 50 invisible walls, and it's like the connection's not the same. And this is often what leads to breakups. And so we want to be able to make sure we don't leave space for those walls to prop up, because we actually do the work to have proper resolution, proper communication, understanding each other, these sorts of things. So you need closeness. You want to communicate that. Physical closeness, like hugs, holding hands, cuddling, anything is so important for anxious preoccupied. Mental closeness, like understanding each other's viewpoints and perspectives. Emotional closeness, validating each other's emotions. Certainty that everything's going to be okay. And then what I call rebonding, which is like time together after an argument to like have a good experience together again, which sort of solidifies that you're off the rocks instead of on the rocks. And this is very important for anxious preoccupied. And then anxious as well, they do enjoy like logical action steps to transformation, like understanding of their selves, their viewpoint, what took place that led up to that argument, understanding of the other person that they love, and willingness for both people to be accountable for their parts. So these are very powerful tools to be using, very important things to know about yourself and about others. If we can get our relationships right in terms of our communication, it doesn't bleed stress into all these different areas of our lives, and it really allows us to feel safe and connected and bonded in like our best selves to other with ourselves and with other people. I just wanted to jump in here and let you know that we are doing a 14-day free trial, which means you get access to the personal development school and everything we have going on the other side for free for 14 days. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer, or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend this to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there.